Not even his neighbor's hammering had stirred Kovac. He'd never felt so exhausted in his life. The job was sometimes, but not often, physically demanding. But it was the emotional exhaustion that left him feeling drained of all energy. Why did it seem like the only time he spent with his emotions was during a crisis? Because after the crisis had passed, he didn't want to feel very much at all. It seemed the safest way to be, and the easiest. If he didn't want to expend emotional energy interacting with people, it was easy for him to retreat. Being single had a great many advantages that way, compared to being married, at least compared to being married to the two wives he'd had. Love just never worked out for him. His last wife had not only left him, she'd left the state, left the Midwest. At the time, she had only recently given birth to their first child, a daughter. But the marriage had been over long before the baby was born. Heartbroken, he had relinquished custody and had never seen his child again. It wasn't often he allowed himself to think about it, and he never spoke of it. What was the point? It was only when he got a little too close to other people's happy lives that he acknowledged the emptiness of his own. His thoughts drifted to Carrie and Lucy, and what it would be like to be a family with them. Something David Moore had stupidly thrown away with both hands. But he cut the thought short, because that wasn't his reality. Around 9 in the evening, he dragged himself from bed, showered, put on some old sweats, and went downstairs to forage for something to eat. He sat down in the living room with nuked leftover pizza and turned on the Travel Channel so he could take a vacation without leaving his sofa. Cabo San Lucas was looking pretty good. Of course, the show had been shot at a fabulous 5-star resort. Kovac pictured himself crashed in a chair on the beach under a big umbrella, listening to the surf, bikini-clad señoritas bringing him exotic drinks all day long. He had turned off his cell phone as soon as he had arrived home that afternoon so as not to be disturbed. According to the voicemail woman, he had 12 new messages. He started to play each, deleting most of them before the message ended. Reporter, reporter, reporter. How they always managed to weasel out his phone number was beyond him. He had the number changed after every high-profile case, and still, they managed to find him. The PR person from the chief's office called to tell him how he should dress while the world had its cameras trained on the department. Note to self, sell car, buy Armani suit. Jesus. Sam, it's Carrie. The final message, Kovac sat up straighter, Cabo faded into the background. I just wanted to check in with you. She sounded tired and sad. I saw the news. Just when I think this sordid case can't get any worse, it does. Anyway, I'm home, she said, and I don't know what to do with myself. Are you sure there isn't a Victims for Dummies book out there somewhere? She tried to laugh, but failed miserably. He played the message 3 times, just to hear the sound of her voice.